Hello everyone, welcome to our monthly book review for The Names of God by Marilyn Hickey. Part of the book description says, Tapping into God's Infinite Supply. The book description goes on to say that God's names reveal a different aspect of his nature. As God is so vast, one name cannot adequately describe him. Throughout the Bible, God revealed himself to his people through his various names. Our review for March is the chapter on the name Jehovah Jireh, which means my provider. Marilyn uses Genesis 22, the account of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Isaac, as an act of obedience to God. Genesis 22 gives an in-depth look into how God is our provider and will provide all our needs when we trust in him and look to him for all our needs. It's an interesting chapter and insight to Jehovah Jireh. This chapter came at a time in my everyday when I was put into several situations that took me way outside my comfort zone, and yet Jehovah Jireh was present to provide all that I needed. Songs of deliverance, his word, prayer, joy in the Lord. God's peace reigned through it all. Hallelujah. Marilyn highlights how God is unchanging, how we are adopted and have the same claim to the promises made to the children of Israel in Genesis. Marilyn does a wonderful job of continuously linking Old and New Testament, showing how the Old Testament points to Jesus, our Savior, who said, He is with us until the end of the age. That is in Matthew 28:20. This is a great chapter that reminds us how God knows what we need and when we need it. It points to scripture that tells us to claim God as our provider for all things, not just practical, but mind, body, and everything else in our lives. I really like how Marilyn encourages us to trust and rejoice in the word of God, for God is faithful, never changing, and Jesus, the sacrificed lamb, is with us always through the Holy Spirit. Marilyn reminds us of Matthew 6:26-31-33, which says, verse 26, Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Verse 31, Therefore do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Verse 32, For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. 33, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. The chapter on Jehovah Jireh is a must listen. God used it to strengthen my faith, and my prayer is that it will be used to strengthen yours for God's glory. I am really looking forward to our next review, which will be in April. Until then, God's peace be with you.